Welcome back. We're learning the Rebbe Retzah Kinder, the Rebbe Sichas to Tzivas Hashem. This particular Sicha is from Gimel Menachem of Tavshimim Aleph and is Shayach to Parshas Dvarim and the 9 days. Eicha Esolavadi. Eicha Esolavadi. This is Moshe Rabbeinu's words to Hashem in Parshas Dvarim. Sefer Devarim, the whole Sefer Devarim is Mishnah Torah, is a repetition of Torah. So the incidents of Sefer Devarim are very often repetitions of stories that we know already. In particular, this verse is referring to something from Parshas Yisrei, when Moshe was given advice from Yisrei how to delegate responsibility. Okay. Let's jump right in. In Heintike Parsha, this Parsha, Parsha's Dvarim, wird erzählt, as Moshe Rabbeinu hat gehad a taina zum Eibishtin. Moshe had a complaint to Hashem. Eicha Esolavadi, how can I bear this alone, by myself? Wie is meglich, as ich allein soll anführen dem jüdischen Volk. How is it possible that I alone should lead the Jewish people? The balder Yiddish folk is as a grace, since the Jewish people are so big, sei in soul und sei in Andrischkeit, both in populace, meaning there's a lot of them, kein Hora, kein Yerbu, and also in diversity. There's so many different kinds, right? Everybody's got their different ein day som shel b'nei adam shavis. Nobody thinks exactly like the other person. Wie is meglich, how is it possible, as ein mensch, one person, afilu a heiliger mensch wie Moshe Rabbeinu, even such a holy person like Moshe, so können anführen mit das agresen Volk, should lead such a large people. So that's the complaint. That was Moshe's complaint. Hat der Eibishter angesagt. So Hashem responded with the following command. As Erzol nemen zu sich, he should take for himself sari alafim, sari meis, geimer, heads of thousands and heads of hundreds, etc. A whole system of delegation, of leadership. Und zei velen helfen Moshe Rabbeinu anfiren mitten am Yisrael, and they will help Moshe to lead the Jewish people. Okay, that's the story. We've spoken about before that in the Rebbe's Sichas to the children, the setup is usually pretty straightforward. So here, we don't even have a question. Usually we're used to a question, answer, and then like a refutation, you know, but that's not enough. Okay, another answer. Oh, that's good. Oh, but that's not enough. And we don't do that here. Here we just have a narrative. That's the story. That's what happened. And we jump right to, some of us learn sichas like this all the time, right? You look at the first ois. And then you run to the Yenishel Teda, you go to the last ice with the nice Heira. Okay, so this is like already speeding it up for us. So we just learned a little narrative there, and we jump right to the Heira, to the teaching. Die Heira von dem far jeder Jiden, the teaching from this for every Jew. What's going to be the teaching? Let's find out. And when you see the Heira for this, you see two things. First of all, how the Rebbe sees the psychology of a child very clearly, you know, a question that a child would ask. And at the same time, you see the vision that the Rebbe has of a child. It's almost a paradox. On one hand, the question or the problem that the child has, that the Heira is giving a solution for, is very age appropriate, and it's very emotionally and mentally, it's the kind of problem that a child would have. And at the very same time, the Heira is so uplifting and empowering in such a big way. So it's almost like a paradox there. You know, it's like so age appropriate and yet so beyond what people normally think of children being capable of, which is another one of the big klolim principles of the Rebbe's Torah and the Rebbe's Torah to children especially, which is that children rise to expectations. And really, we're all children, so all of us rise to expectations. Let's take a look at the hero. Yeder Yid is gegeben geworden a shlichus von Moshe Rabbeinu. Every Jew has a shlichus from Moshe. To do what? Zu anführen sein eigenem Leben, leit die Anweisungen von Torah. To conduct his life according to the directives of Torah. To be a frommer Yid, more or less. Shulchan Aruch Yid. Und euch, and also, zu einwirken auf andere Jiden, zu führen sich in demselben Geist, to influence other Jews to also conduct themselves in a similar spirit. So we have a shlichus. See what the shlichus is. The shlichus isn't be a good Jew, and if you have time, bonus points for being mashpia on others. No. This is all part of the shlichus. All part of the shlichus is conduct yourself according to Torah, and be poil on others that they should conduct themselves according to Torah. Okay? So, it's a tall order. It's a tall order. Not only I am supposed to be concerned with my conduct, but I have to take some responsibility for influencing other people's conduct. Ken doch a klein Yiddish kind fragen? So a child could ask, a little child could ask. Rightfully he could ask. Eicha eso levadi? How am I supposed to do that alone? How can I do that? Wie soll ken ich? Sein dich a klein kind, how can I, as a small child, pull off such a big mission? Noch mehr. Furthermore, there's even more to the shlichus. Even more. It's not enough to just take care of your own Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit is not just make sure that you are doing what you got to do. You have to worry for another Yid. You know, somebody once asked me about Mivtzeh Tefillin. And, I mean, it was somebody who I was putting tefillin on with. He says, why is this so important to you? Like, what do you get out of this? And it was an interesting question because, you know, I didn't think about it. What do I get out of this, you know? Like, yeah, okay, what do I get out of it? He's like, why are you so motivated? And I said, listen, let me tell you like this. Let's say I got on an airplane and somehow, by some fluke, let's say, I hadn't davened, and I thought I was going to daven on the plane, and I forgot my tefillin. I didn't even have my tefillin. I realized I'm going to land right before shkia. So do you know that from the second that I land, from the second my phone is working, and maybe even before, I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure there's tefillin there for me when I land, so that I don't chas v'shalom miss a day of tefillin. You understand that? I mean, is that much clear to you? Because if you wouldn't even get that, then my next point of my argument would not make any sense. So that he understood. I said, okay, so let me explain something to you. If I see you, and you didn't put on tefillin yet today, for me to not try to get you to put on tefillin, to the same extent that I would try to make sure that I had tefillin, is equally impossible. Just like it's not possible, I'm just going to land, oh, I forgot my tefillin. Well, you know, maybe tomorrow I'll go look for some tefillin in this city. It's not possible. Okay, the same way, if I see you, and I know you didn't put on tefillin today, and I have an opportunity to help you to do so, I'm not going to let that slide any more than I'm going to let my own tefillin slide, because the truth is, there's no difference. There's no difference. So that's the first thing here is that being poil on another Jew is not bonus. It's not extra. That is part of the mission. Okay. So we have that. I have to take care of myself. I have to take care of others. Nachmer, but that's not even where it ends. Nachmer, furthermore. Ayiden is gegeben geworden as shliches, as darf freilich machen dem Eibishten. Whoa. Not only I have to take care of myself, not only I have to take care of another Jew, I have to take care of Hashem. Because a Jew was given a shlichus that he has to make Hashem happy. Durch machen die ganze Welt adira. Wohnungsort für der Shechina, by making the entire world a dwelling place for the Shechina. And this is one of our 12 psukim. Yismach Yisrael chulu b'simchas Hashem asher sasav v'simech b'diras b'tachteinim. Rejoice, Jews, in the simcha and the joy of Hashem, who is rejoicing and happy over his dwelling place in the lower realms that we're giving him. So every Jew, including the little Jewish child, has this triple mission. He has to take care of his own Yiddishkeit, and he has to take care of other Jews' Yiddishkeit, whoever is within his circle of influence. And he has to take care of the Shechina, kivyachol. He has to take care of Hashem, make Hashem happy. Wow! Tainet, the Yiddish kind, and all of this is the shlichus. None of this is bonus. This is all intrinsically, you know, this is Avos Yisrael and Avos Hashem and Yisrael Arayis v'kutcha bricha kol echad. You can't take any link out of the chain. It's all one thing. Big job. Big job for a little kid. Big job for a big adult. Tainet a Yiddish kind, so the child's gonna complain. Wo hab ich die Keches zu durchführen als Schliches? Where do I have the power to carry out such a mission? So we already know basically what the answer is, because we were already told the Hera. And this taina of the Jewish child mirrors the taina of Moshe Rabbeinu of Eicho Esolavadi. And the answer is going to mirror Hashem's answer to Moshe. The Sicha is a very basic, I mean, there's a story and there's a Hera, and then the Hera repeats itself two different ways. So it's a very simple structure. Lernt uns die Teira. So the Teira teaches us. As der Eibishter gibt jeden Jiden die Keches auf können durchführen sein Tafgir und Schliches zu anführen mit dem eigenen Leben und euch mit allem, was gefunden sich herum im Leit dem Derech HaTeira. Hashem gives to every Jew the power that he needs to be able to carry out his mission, to conduct his own life, and also to influence all those around him to go in the path of Teira. You were given the way, you were given the power. What does it mean, I was given the power? We're going to go on. V'bal yeder yid bakum di Teira alsa Yerusha von Meshe Rabbeinu Teira tzivalona Meshe Marosha Kilis Yankev. Since, that's the first of our 12 psukim, every one of us, every Jew was given Teira as a Yerusha von Meshe Rabbeinu. Interesting. It's a Yerusha von Meshe Rabbeinu. Really, Teira tzivalona Meshe. Meshe was commanded the Teira, the Meirosha is Kihilis Yankev. But nevertheless, the Rebbe says here, it's a Yerusha von Meshe Rabbeinu. The Rebbe, therefore, when a Yid holds on in Teira, when a Jew holds on to Teira, bekommt er alle nötige Keches zu anführen sein Leben. He gets all the powers that he needs to be able to do what he's got to do in life. Punkt, wie der Eibishter hat gefunden den Weg zu geben Moshe die nötige Hilfe. Just like Hashem found the way to give Moshe the help he needed, which was what? Durch die Sari Alofim Chulu. Okay, in Moshe's case, it happened to be through having Sari Alofim, by having delegates. But whatever it is, you'll be given the way, whatever you need. So can in Anfirin mitten Yiddishen Volk. Moshe was given so can in Anfirin mitten Yiddishen Volk to be able to lead the Jewish people. And so to you, you'll be given whatever you need. It's a blank check here, you understand. The Rebbe is giving you a blank check. He's not saying what specifically the help will be. For Moshe, it was Sari Alofim, Sari Meis. That was the system. That was the help that he needed. But just like Moshe got help, and you are commanded in Teira because it's a Teira Tzivalonu Moshe, Merosh Akilis Yankiv. This is Moshe's Teira, and you're carrying on Moshe's Teira. Just like Moshe got help, you're going to get help. What kind of help? Whatever help. The Rebbe vet gefin in a veg, right? So the Rebbe vet gefin in a veg doesn't mean I have to know the veg. It's not my problem. There will be a way to help me out, so I don't have to worry about it. Just like Moshe had a problem, how am I going to do this? And Hashem solved the problem. He gave him a way to deal with it. So Hashem will figure out for each one of us how to make it possible to do whatever we got to do. So let's just review this. A simple narrative. Moshe said, "Eicha Esolavadi." How can I do it alone? Hashem found a solution to his problem. Okay? What's the parallel in our lives? Each one of us is going to say, hold on a second. I have to not only do what I've got to do to behave according to the Torah, but I have to influence my friends and my neighbors and everyone who I can reach. And I have to give joy to Hashem as well. That's a big job. How am I going to do it? And the answer is, don't worry. Just like Moshe had a big job, and he told Hashem, I don't know how I can do it. And Hashem said, don't worry, I'll help you out, and we'll give you a way that you can manage. So to you, with your job, yeah, it's a big job, but Hashem is going to work it out for you, and he'll figure out the ways, he'll give you the ways that you'll be able to manage. Okay. Shteit Medrash, let's go further. Shteit Medrash, it says in Medrash, as wenn Jiden wollten Zeche sein, if Jews would have been meritorious, wollten sie nur gedarf lehnen in Teda, Echa Eselavadi. They would have only had to read Echa Eselavadi, as opposed to what? Nor wie bald men hot nit Zeche gwen, but since we weren't meritorious, lehnt men Tisha B'Av, Echa Yashva Badad. So we read on Tisha B'Av, Echa Yashva Badad, which are the opening words of Megillas Echa, the Lamentations. About the Churban, about the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, the temple. Eich Yashu Bodad, how she, the city, Yerushalayim, sits alone. In other words, Medrash says that really, whatever it was that turned into Eicha, the negative Eicha, we could have just had the positive Eicha, the Eicha from Parshas Dvarim, which Dvarim always comes before Tisha B'Av. That's why Dvarim is Shabbos Chazon, which comes, you know, the vision, Shabbos of vision, like Levi Yitzchak Berditchever used to explain. So the Medrash says we could have been Yetzer with just Eicha Eselavadi, and we wouldn't have to come to the Eicha Yashva Badat. That's what the Medrash says. What does the Rebbe do with this? Der Fun versteht man. The Rebbe now unpacks it with a logical deduction. Therefore, it's understood. We understand. As b'shas yidin zayn mekayim v'shteitin teira eicha eselavadi. Now the Rebbe reverse engineers it. You see, if we would have been zeicha, we would have only needed eicha eselavadi. But we weren't zeicha, so therefore we have eicha yashva badad. But it's still not lost. It's never, nothing's ever lost. In the Rebbe's worldview, nothing's ever lost. We can go back and do it the right way. The right way was eicha eselavadi. What does Eicha Eselavadi mean? Well, we just have a whole Heira about Eicha Eselavadi. So if we'll go back and do it the right way, and we'll do Eicha Eselavadi, is das mevatel dem golus, dem zogen Eicha Yashua Bodod. That will cancel the exile, which is described by Eicha Yashua Bodod. What does that mean? The Rebbe is about to say das meint, that means. But, I mean, we already know, basically, that when we follow the Heira, that was just outlined for us very clearly. Not only is that a solution to our problem, that we didn't know how we're going to do our job, our triple job of taking care of ourselves, taking care of others, taking care of Hashem, kiviyachol. Not only is Eicha Eselavadi the answer to our problem in that regard, it's an answer to all the problems because it will bring geula. Das meint, that means, b'shas hayir fertan mit sein Leben und mit die Lebens von die Jiden, was gefinden sich arumem. When a Jew conducts, he leads his life and helps those around him lead their life in dem Geist von Teira, in the spirit of Teira. Ot wie Meisha Rabbeinu hat angeführt mit Jiden, just like Meisha led the Jews, is damit mevatel dem ganzen Inyan von Golos und Churban Beis HaMikdash. By doing that, the Jew nullifies the whole concept of exile and of the destruction. Ubemela darf men nit zogen eicha yashva badad. You don't need eicha yashva badad. You have eicha eselavadi. In eicha eselavadi, by the way, the tone changes. Do you hear this? Because eicha eselavadi used to be like almost like a rhetorical question. Eicha eselavadi, how could I do it? Like, there is no, of course I can't. It doesn't really mean, oh, I'm asking, really, how can it tell me how to do it? No, eicha eselavadi, like the way we read it, bepashtus is, how could you do it? A rhetorical question. It has no answer. The answer is, it can't be done. Right, but now we're reading it, no, benechusa. I'm really asking, eicha eselavadi, how is it going to work? And Hashem will answer it, and he'll make it work. And then, we won't need any Eicha Yashva Badad, because we'll all do Eicha Eselavadi in a Chusa. Eicha Eselavadi, tell me, Ebishter, just work it out for me, and we're going to do it. Every one of us is going to do our Shlichus, and then what are we going to have? We're going to have Geula. and there'll be no need for Eichi Yashva Badat. So, basically, to wrap it up, very simple. The Rebbe acknowledges a very common human emotion, but particularly for a child. Overwhelm. We all experience overwhelm. We all come to a point where we feel kenished. You know, I'm tapped out. I'm overwhelmed, right? I just... And it's a common feeling. I mean, and children especially. Children encounter frustration all the time. Because children are just learning resilience. And they're just learning problem solving. And you know, children are often irritable. Because they don't know how to deal with the problems that bother them, right? And part of maturity is having that perspective of, okay, hold on, take a deep breath, we'll find a solution. We'll find a solution. So the Rebbe is addressing a very age-appropriate, very realistic dilemma of a child, also of an adult, but the Rebbe is addressing it on a child level. I'm overwhelmed. I feel like too much is being demanded of me, and I don't even know what to do. And the Rebbe is guiding the child through this and saying, here's what we do. When we feel overwhelmed, we ask Hashem Eicha Es Levadi, not as a rhetorical question, but as an honest, almost like out of curiosity, like, well, this doesn't look really possible for me to do, but Hashem told me to do it, so I know it's going to happen, so I'm really curious to find out how it's going to work out. This is neat. I think I'll stick around and find out how this plays out, because I know it's going to play out. So the Rebbe is teaching here resilience. The Rebbe is teaching coping skills. The Rebbe is teaching problem solving. And the Rebbe is teaching all of these in a spiritual context of emunah. You know, Lahavdil, you know, in secular child psychology, they can also teach you problem solving and resilience and coping. But here the Rebbe is teaching to even a small child that part of your toolkit for life, you're going to hit points where you're going to feel overwhelmed. And you're going to take that to your relationship, your personal relationship with Hashem. Such a remarkable concept of, like I said before, on one hand, it's so age-appropriate, the way that Rebbe is describing the child's dilemma. And on the other hand, at the same time, it's like such lofty expectations for a child, but so empowering, the idea that a child has a personal relationship with Hashem. So it's not just Hashem is the one who wrote these rules so long ago and gave them to my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather. No, Hashem is in my life. Hashem is the power in my life. And when I need help carrying out these rules, I lean on Him. I rely on Him. And He works it out for me. He finds it just like Moshe was overwhelmed. Moshe Rabbeinu was overwhelmed. It's okay to be overwhelmed. Just don't give up. So just when you're overwhelmed, ask Hashem the question. Hashem, just like Hashem sorted it out for Moshe, Hashem's going to sort it out for me. And it's going to be possible. I'm going to be able to do my shlichus of living life the way I need to live it, helping my friends live the way they need to live, and even bringing simcha to Hashem. It's all going to work out. Just have to ask the question innocently, with confidence, with sincerity, like children know how to do because they're not cynical. They know how to ask a question sincerely. That's such a powerful tool. Such a powerful tool. When you're feeling overwhelmed, turn to Hashem, and Hashem's going to work with you, like He worked with Moshe, and we're going to figure it out. And when we do that, each of us, when we ask sincerely the Eicha Es Levadi, and we get the answer, then there's no more Eicha Yashva Badad, no more Galus, only Geula.
Wow.